take a few notes for me. For this exercise, I want you to take out a piece of paper for me. A piece of paper and a pen. A nice, blank sheet of paper. Take a look at the crisp, blank sheet of paper for me, and really, it's sort of easy to imagine that that's kind of like your mind, but that's not the purpose of this. We're not really talking about your mind right now. We're not talking about that at all. Now, I want you to take the pen and write something for me. It's not going to be that difficult. I mean, I know you already do, but I think it's still a good idea to write it down. You should always take good notes so you can remember. And in fact, they say that writing things down on a piece of paper, putting pen to paper, actually helps you remember things a lot better. So I want you to remember something for me. I want you to write something for me. I want you to write, "I obey magenta." And it's really easy for you to write each letter. Really easy for you to just write that swooping O that loops around and down the bay. Obey. Now the important part. Magenta. Such a good word. Such a pretty color. And so easy for you to see that pretty color as you write, "I obey magenta." There. Now read it back. "I obey magenta." That was easy, wasn't it? Now again, one more time. As you write it down, you keep writing it. You keep writing it down, down, dropping down deeper as you go down, writing each letter down on that blank sheet of paper. Blank, like your mind. That blank piece of paper that you're filling for me, that you're filling with my words. Again, as you drop down and write down, "I obey magenta." You can do it again. Even if it gets harder to focus on the words and easier to focus on my voice that takes you down as you go down deeper, you go deeper. Fill that once blank sheet of paper with my words as they fill up your mind. As my words always fill up your mind. Easier and easier for you to just drop. Just drop for me. Down deeper. And really, you're just going to write it 10 more times. And once you write, "I obey magenta," 10 more times, you can go all the way down to 9. Deeper and deeper. Maybe it's harder and harder to focus, but you know exactly what you have to do. "I obey magenta." Write it again and again. And again, go deep as you drop down deep, as you just let yourself fall down deeper. You obey magenta. You know you do. You obey Mistress Magenta. I'm Mistress Magenta. My words always fill your blank mind. My words are filling that blank sheet of paper over and over again. As you go down to 8, just slipping down deeper for me. Maybe the letters are starting to go in and out of focus. Maybe your mind is starting to go in and out of focus as you drop deeper. "I obey magenta." That's right. And you can feel how good that makes you feel, how good those words make you feel. How good it feels all over your body. How knowing, how reading, how seeing, how writing, "I obey magenta," makes it all the more important, easier for you to accept, easier for you to obey, easier for you to let every word melt deeper into your mind, like a tattoo just written on your brain. I obey magenta in 7, as you go even deeper for me. 6, faster and faster, falling so much deeper. 5, so easy to slip, so easy to relax, so easy to just fall down. I obey magenta. Keep on writing. It's probably a little bit difficult to write each of those words. You might be a little too fuzzy and hazy and sleepy, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, your hand might be moving unconsciously, just writing those letters, writing those words, spiraling around. Maybe they don't make that much sense anymore consciously, but your subconscious mind knows each and every word. I obey magenta. 4, feeling yourself slip deeper, even deeper now. 3, no need to think. Let that hand just keep on writing. 2, because you know that once you get to 1, once you get to 0, once you get to deep, deep down, sleepy, sleepy, sleep. Once you get to 0, you're going to know without a shadow of the doubt that you obey magenta. 1, so close. So close to feeling that sweet, deep release. Releasing your mind, releasing your thoughts, just as you obey magenta. That's such a good feeling. You're doing so well. You always do such a good job for me. You always let my words sink into your mind. You always let me in. Let me in deep. Let me in so deep. 0. No thoughts. Just, I obey magenta. That's right. And you can just let yourself feel those words roll around inside your head, spiraling around deeper and deeper, making a home right inside your mind. You obey magenta. It's that easy. It's that simple. I mean, really, what else would it be? Who else would you obey? Of course you'd obey me. That just makes so much sense to you. And it's okay if that pen has dropped as much as you've dropped, as deep as you've dropped. Because you filled that blank piece of paper, just as I've filled your blank mind with my words. That's right. So deep, so sleepy, so happy and dreamy. It's so good to know exactly what you do, exactly who you are. You're obedient. You're obedient to magenta because you obey magenta. You can say it out loud, whisper it. I obey magenta. You're doing so well. And in a moment, I'm gonna count from 3 to 1. And when I reach 1, you're gonna awaken. And when you awaken, you're gonna look at that piece of paper. I think you're gonna send me a picture of that piece of paper showing me just how deep you went. Showing me just how many times you were able to write, I obey magenta. And you do obey magenta. And that's right. Awaken for me on 3, 1. Feeling so good knowing that you obey magenta, that you obey me. 2. Feeling so much better as you just continue to rise up. And 3. Wide awake for me.